Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
There's Something the Matter with Glasgow.
Father, are you sure this is the right platform for the Glasgow train?
Yes, Pat, and I can't wait to get on it.
Why, do they sell beer on it?
That'll do, Jimmy. Father, did you turn the water off before we left home?
I told Jimmy to do it. Jimmy, did you turn off the stopcock?
Yes, cock.
And what about the electricity?
Look, I turned the meter off. I bolted the back door. I checked all the windows. Now, stop worrying. We're only going away for a few days.
I only want to be sure that everything's all right. That's why I asked if this is the right platform.
Well, it is. Platform one. Now, stop panicking, Pat. Right.
Would you like a piece of chocolate, Grandad?
I wouldn't mind.
Well, give me a tanner and I'll go and find a machine.
Somebody will have to go and find Susan and Alfie in a minute. Where are they?
Well, I heard Alfie say, Susan, let's go right up the platform where nobody will see us and have a bit of fun. I didn't know he liked train spotting.
That'll do, Jimmy. Oh, here they are, Pat.
The bookstore was open, Mother. Here you are, newspapers, a couple of thrillers and a science fiction story.
Yeah, and how about these comics? They're not for me, of course.
For me, Grandad.
Yeah.
No.
No, for you. Yeah, I bought myself the Weightlifters Weekly and four packets of mints. Well, she had no change, you think. Are you sure this is the right platform, Mr. Sinclair?
I'll clout somebody with a milk churn in a minute. Now, look, Alfie. This is the platform for the 10:15 to Glasgow, platform one. I've told Pat, I've told Jimmy, and now I'm telling you, platform one.
Attention, please. The 10:15 train to Glasgow has now arrived on platform five.
Grandad, you forgot to tell the driver.
My dear, what is the time now?
It's time that brother of mine and his family were here. And stop pacing up and down the room, woman. You're wearing out the carpet.
Oh, but I'm worried, Angus. They should have been here an hour ago. What could have delayed them?
Well, knowing my brother, it could be any one of a dozen public houses.
Now, Angus, you know he wouldn't do that. Oh, and I'm glad we invited Susan's boyfriend, Alfie Hall, Angus. The last time he came up was when we had the country cottage, remember?
How could I forget? The way he went on and on and on, he did more bleating than all the sheep put together.
Yes. Well, it's just his way of being friendly. And that's what I want you to be when our guests arrive. Will you be just a wee bit sociable for once?
Of course I will, woman. Good. The way you talk, he'd think I was some sort of miserable old Scrooge. And don't keep poking the fire, Flora. The coal burns quickly enough as it is.
Oh, I think they're here, Angus. Somebody knocked on the door.
I'm a deaf woman. Come along. Let's welcome our guests. Oh, wait a minute.
What are you doing, Angus?
Hiding the whiskey before Peter comes in. Come along, woman. Open the door.
Ah, there you are, Angus. Well, we're all here, as you can see.
Well, come in. I don't want the neighbours staring. Where have you been, then?
Oh, we've been stuck in the train for nearly 6 hours. It was over an hour late. Oh, it was a terrible journey, Angus, terrible.
Yes, all they had was lemonade.
Oh, he's here again with his wee jokes.
Okay, I'm all there with my porridge oats, you can.
Come on, Susan, Alfie.
Right, Mother.
Yeah, after you, Auntie Angus. Yeah, great, Flora. Get on, Glamour. Yeah, how are you?
Oh, we're fine, Alfie, and I'm glad you could come.
Yeah, so's me dad. And me, of course. You know, when I told me dad I was off to the station the other day to get a ticket to Scotland, you know what he said?
Boot single.
That's right, boot single.
That'll do, Jimmy. Flora, I hope you've managed to work out where we're all going to sleep.
Well, we've discussed that, haven't we, Angus?
Aye. We've got three double rooms among seven of us. So my wife's going to sleep down here on the couch.
Oh, no, Flora, no. We can't agree to that.
Oh, it'll be all right. It'll be handy being downstairs. I'll be near the kitchen for making the meals.
Now, about the other six of us. Pat will obviously share with Susan. The problem is the boy.
I thought it would be.
How do you mean, Uncle Angus?
Well, is it going to share with me, with Peter, or with Mr. Hall here?
Well, I don't want to share with me grandad. I did that last time we came up, when he went to the pub with his pals and then kept trying to get his pyjama bottoms on over his head.
Time to get up, you two sleepyheads.
What's wrong?
Up you get, out of bed. Time to get up.
What time is it?
Nearly 7 o'clock. Come on, the early bird catches the worm.
It's still dark. The blooming bird couldn't see the worm. Anyway, I don't want a worm. I'm trying to give him up.
Now, come along. I don't know what's wrong with you youngsters of today. When I was your age on the farm, I was up at 5 o'clock every morning to get the milk from the cows.
Well, we get up at 8 and get ours from the milkman.
Oh, very funny. Now, are you going to get up, or shall I tip you out?
No, Uncle, we're getting up. Go on, Alfie, into the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Oh, dear. I'll give you a shout when I'm finished.
Well, shout with the flannel over your mouth. Then you won't wake me when I've gone back to bye-byes.
Very funny.
Right, Jimmy. Now, don't you belong. I'll away downstairs and put the kettle on.
Right, Uncle Angus. Plenty of sugar in mine.
We'll have a nice hot cup of tea before we go out.
Go out? Where?
For a walk round the park. I always have a brisk couple of miles before my breakfast. Tones up the liver.
Well, you have the liver and I'll have bacon and egg in bed.
You'll be downstairs in 5 minutes or I'll know the reason why.
I'll tell you the reason why. I'll be asleep. Why don't you have a quick trot up Ben Nevis and see if you can come down in 2 jumps? I'm sorry, Uncle Angus, I didn't mean...
Yeah, you about Jimmy?
Oh, Alfie, you dope. I thought it was the old haggis backer back again.
Who?
The keep fit expert, Uncle Angus. It's nearly 5 o'clock. Time to get up and wake the rooster.
He didn't call us at that time when we stayed here before. You know, after the mahogany. The New Year's Eve.
No, I remember that. I think they were still knocking the whiskies back at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but I think your grandad enjoyed it more than your Uncle Angus.
I know, I heard him. Come on, Angus, get it down you, it'll do you good. Get it down you, it'll do you good. 2 hours later, come on, Angus, get it up and you'll feel better.
Jimmy, what's he doing?
Getting up. This little early bird is going to say good morning to Angus the Worm.
What time is it?
Just turned 6:30. I don't know what's wrong with the old men of today. When I was 65, I was up at 3 a.m, milking the pigs.
Who drinks pigs' milk?
Little pigs. Are you coming with me?
No, I'm not. Your Uncle Angus might give me a Highland fling through the window.
All right, but I'll leave the door open so you can hear me shouting.
Ah, you're shouting for mercy when he clouts you.
I wish I could play the bagpipes. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. It's 6:30 and the weather's fine.
Oh, what are you yelling? Oh, my head.
Grandad, where's Uncle Angus? Hasn't he got home yet?
Be quiet, I'm under the weather.
Where's Uncle Angus? Under the bed?
Oh, the lunatic's up and away. He woke me an hour ago to see if I wanted to go for a walk.
Yes, and you did your walking last night, down to the pub with some pals.
Oh, don't remind me, Jimmy. Oh, my head.
What's up with you? Do you think it's something you've eaten? Like a cork?
Jimmy, I'm in no mood for jokes this morning.
That's funny. You were happy enough last night. I heard you. I'll take the high road and you take the low road. Then somebody fell down the stairs.
Jimmy, will you please be quiet?
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Aunt Flora.
Good morning, my dear.
Oh, dear, we're feeling a wee bit rough this morning, aren't we?
Aunt Flora, don't tell me you were taking the high road as well.
Jimmy, will you go and crack your joke somewhere else and do it quietly?
Jimmy, come downstairs and I'll make you some porridge.
Right, Auntie. Grandad, are you ready for breakfast?
No, thank you.
How about your favourite breakfast, Grandad? Bacon and flapjacks with maple syrup.
No!
He used to eat that in Canada, you know, Auntie. He likes the bacon with lots of fat on, don't you, Grandad?
Will you get out? Oh, dear.
Oh, we're going, Peter. Now come along, Jimmy, and keep quiet. I'll bring you a cup of tea, Peter, and then you can have a wee rest.
Yes, Grandad, till it's time for you to take me to the circus.
Circus? Oh, your Uncle Angus won't like that.
Well, it's lucky he's not going then, isn't it?
Jimmy, don't be impertinent.
Oh, that's all right, Peter. We're all staying in today, Jimmy. We've got a kinsman of ours coming to see us.
A what?
My cousin's son, Malcolm MacDonald. He wanted to see you.
Well, when I get home, I'll send him a photo.
That's enough, Jimmy. You'll do as you're told. You'll stay here and meet Malcolm.
But, Grandad, you said...
You can tell him some of your funny jokes. Now clear off and keep quiet.
All right, spoil me fun. See if I care.
Now, come here, son.
Oh, get off me. Trying to get round me.
Where's my dressing gown? I'll leather you, my head.
I'm sorry, Grandad. I'll be nice to Malcolm.
That's good, now. Calm down, Jimmy.
Right, Aunt Flora. Yes, I'll be nice to him, all right. I only hope he's got a hangover like me Grandad. And I'll sing him that Scottish song I've learnt, especially for him. Whee! Stop your tickling, joke! Stop your tickling, tickling, tickling!
Will
stop
he get your tickling!
Down to the shops to buy a present for me Mum and Dad. Something they've always wanted.
A son.
Yeah. for me, an electric blanket.
And you mean you're going to go out and leave our Susan alone in the front room with Malcolm?
Yeah. Why not?
You heard what Uncle Angus said. Malcolm is a fine, strong lad with 100 acres, 50 cows, 70 pigs and no wife. He looks daft enough to ask our Susan to marry him.
Oh, be silly. Not so much of the daft enough. I want to marry Susan as well. Anyway, I talked to him for half an hour and he hardly opened his mouth.
He was waiting for you to breathe. Anyway, I'll go and keep an eye on him. Although, why he'd want our Susan when he's already got 70 pigs, I don't know.
One of these days, I will thump you.
Right. There they are in the front room. Hello again, Malcolm. Has Susan been making you laugh?
No.
You're the one with the funny jokes, brother.
Yes, but you've got the funny face.
No, keep quiet. I'm talking to Malcolm.
Oh, sorry if I interrupted your little chat. Who do you carry on, Sister Dell?
It must be nice living on a farm, Malcolm.
Oh, aye.
Do you get into Glasgow very often?
Oh, no.
I suppose you watch television a lot being out in the...
Oh, no. I haven't a set.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you do for entertainment?
He watches the grass grow.
Jim.
Oh, were saving for a television, but I bought a milking machine.
Well, that might be funnier than the telly. It'll tickle the cows anyway.
Very funny. Watching the grass grow frantically.
Oh, we've got it right, Mac Twitter.
I won't tell you again. Yes, it must be very nice living on a farm, Malcolm.
Oh, aye.
You've done that one, Susan. Now you say, do you get into Glasgow very often? Oh, no.
I'd like you to come to my farm, Miss Clitheroe.
Now, Malcolm, there's no need to call me Miss Clitheroe.
No, call her what everybody else calls her.
Oh, Susan?
No, Fishface.
Look, will you get out?
You can't put me out. It's not your house. I wish you could take her on your farm, Malcolm. She'd be company for the goat.
I haven't got a goat.
Well, she could do the cooking.
My mother cooks for me.
I don't mean for you. I mean for them 70 pigs.
Is a photograph of your great-grandfather, Hamish Sinclair.
Oh, you mean me granddad's dad?
Aye, and your Uncle Angus's father, too.
He's very like your granddad, Jimmy, don't you think so?
Yes, he's holding a bottle. Oh, ma'am, hey, look at this one.
That's me in my wedding day.
No, I mean the one holding the bunch of... It's a good one, isn't it?
On the phone, Angus?
It was Malcolm phoning from the farm. He's just had another litter of pigs.
Get away. How is the proud father?
Oh, you and your wee jokes. He told me to tell you he'd enjoyed the afternoon for her.
Well, that must have taken him 3 minutes. What else did Charlie Chatterbox have to say?
Jimmy, will you keep quiet?
Well, Pat, he seems to have taken quite a fancy to Susan.
I knew it. He said he wanted to take her to the farm. The next thing is, he'll be buying a ring to put through her nose.
Jimmy, that's enough.
Oh, you shouldn't talk like that about Susan, Jimmy. And what else did Malcolm say, Angus?
He has invited all of us to spend the day with him on the farm tomorrow.
Oh, hey, that's good. I'll be able to have a ride. You what? Hey, tomorrow's Saturday.
I know that, boy. Anyway, I told him we'd all be there for lunch.
Well, you can tell him me and my grandad will be there for supper.
What do you mean?
Well, after we've come back from the football match.
Don't talk nonsense. We'll not be back before tea time, so you can forget about any football match.
You what? First I miss the circus, and now I've got to miss the match just to see Daft Malcolm and his performing pigs.
Jimmy, how dare you?
Well...
You can go to a football match any time at home. You'll be at that farm tomorrow with the rest of us. And if I hear another word about football, I'll smack your bottom.
Well, you will hear another word about football from me granddad when he gets in. And who's going to smack his bottom?
That'll do.
Ooh, is Nippy outside. I think we're in for a bad weekend.
You're not kidding.
Well, it's something to...
Hey, don't you come sneezing in here.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but...
You're in the room with germs. Will you please get out?
Come on, Alfie. Me, you and your germs will go and watch the telly.
I'm sorry, Mr. Angus Sinclair. I was...
Get out! Laura, is the gargle in the kitchen or the bathroom?
What a way to go on, just because you sneezed.
Oh, do you know, I forgot he was like that. Your Auntie Flora was saying yesterday that he does all this keep fit stuff, but he's terrified of getting a cold. He only has to cough once and he has a day in bed.
Well, it's a blooming pity he couldn't catch flu before we went... Hey, that's it. If he has to stay in bed tomorrow, he can't take us to the farm and we can go to the match.
The farm? What are you talking about?
I'll tell you after. Did you get that electric blanket for your dad and Mum?
Yeah, I put it in our room.
Good. Well, I'll borrow it tonight. Uncle Angus is in for a bit of a shock. They're all downstairs. There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but I still don't see how this'll give Uncle Angus a cold.
It won't. He'll just think he's got one. Anyway, don't argue. Get the electric blanket under his sheet while I put the sneezing powder on his pillow.
Hey, what if he smells it?
It's got no smell. It's pongless powder.
Is it? Hey, let me smell. Oh, no. Hey, you're right.
Quiet, you fool. Get that blanket under his sheet.
All right, I'm doing it.
And hide the wire under the carpet there near the door so that I can just open the door, put my arm round and switch on when he's asleep tonight. He'll be in bed at 9:30. I'll switch on at 10, and by tomorrow morning he'll be nicely cooked.
Yeah, but when he wakes up at 6:00, he'll realise what's happened.
He won't, you know, because you'll switch it off at 5:30.
Oh, I think... Yeah, what? Me switch it off?
Yes, he'll never hear you. Auntie Flora says he sleeps like a log.
Yeah, and so do I. I'm not getting up at 5:30.
No, you're getting up at 4:15, so don't forget to put your alarm on. Hey, Alfie. Well, what time is it?
Yeah? Oh, yeah, what?
What time is it?
Oh, where's my watch?
7:05. Oh, look, go back to sleep. I'm tired. Been awake since 5:15, except when I went to sleep.
He didn't hear you switch the blanket off then?
No, I told you before, oh, go to sleep.
I'm not tired. Funny, ain't it? Every other morning he's dragged us out of bed, and now we've nobbled him, I can't get to sleep.
Ah, well, I can, so shut up.
Well, for once, it's nice to think we won't hear that horrible shouting, "Come on! Come on! Time to get up! Time to get up!
Come on! Come on! Time to get up! Time to get up!"
Oh, no. Uncle Angus, get to bed. You're ill. I mean, a cold. You're cold. Sneezing.
What are you blethering about? Let's have you out of bed. We've got a lot to do before we go to the farm today.
Oh, Jimmy, it's not worked. He's cooled off. He's not hot. He must have fused.
Come along now. I don't want any trouble with you. I'm having enough trouble with your grandpa.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Well, he said I was an old woman because I complained about the draught from the bedroom window last night. So he insisted on changing beds with me.
What? He slept in your bed?
Aye, and there he is this morning, sneezing the house down, pouring with perspiration.
Oh, whack.
I'm just going down to get him a glass of whiskey.
Well, while you're at it, get one for Alfie.
I don't need whiskey.
You will do when me grandad finds your electric blanket.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, John Laurie as Uncle Angus, Molly Weir as Auntie Flora, and Colin Edwin as Malcolm. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
To know it all turned out all right in the end, because I thought of another plan. I went straight in and told me grandad the truth. Well, after he came down off the ceiling, he said I was a genius and insisted that I had to stay and look after him for the day while the others went out. 5 minutes after they left for the farm, me grandad and me left for the match. And he took Uncle Angus's bottle of whiskey with him, just in case he had a relapse. Come on!
Thank you.